Rosh, one place will be on the Rif. The Rif has a very big Chiddush that he cites, and the Rif tells us as follows. The Rif is found. We'll read off the Rif off the page. The Rif says, "V'kulo ben avos ben toldos muad mitchilas aninu levad mikeren detam ulevasof muad and v'shein v'regel b'shus harabim pturim mishum de'urchayu." Now that statement of the Rif is a pretty simple statement, and a statement that we have made over the course of this month, but there is a little bit of a controversy in the statement of the Rif, because the Rif tells us, why is it that Shein V'Regel is Pater Rish Harab? Shein V'Regel is Pater Rish Harab because of Urche. What? How would you just explain that idea? What does Urche mean in this context? An animal ordinarily walks in Rish Harabim. It's something animals do. They're entitled to do. They have a rishus to be there. It's urchayu. And therefore, if an animal in the context of being in Rosh Haram, where he's allowed to be, does damage, he's potter. He's potter from the damage. The Baal HaBeim is potter because urchayu. He's allowed to be there. And therefore, in a certain sense, who's it on that the animal got damaged? It's on the Niza because it's urchayu. You got to be, you know, caveat emptor. You got to be careful. You have to be careful. The Nizak has to be careful. The burden is on the Nizak. Now, if you look at the Rush, when he comments on this Rif, so the Rush writes as follows. The Rush tells us, let's see, where's the Rush? He quotes Vishen V'Regel. Yeah. Where's my Rush? Anyone know where the Rush is? Ah, yeah. V'shein v'regel p'turim b'rishus harabim de'urcheil. So he quotes the Rif. They're pater because of urche. And then he says, t'miali, ma hutzruch lefarish chayma diptire mishum urchayu. Ha kroksiv. The pasuk says, ubir biste acher v'darshina v'lo b'rishus harabim. So what's the taina that the Rush is making on the Rif? Yes. What? I don't like this, the way you said pasuk to back it up. What is the reason that Shein V'Regel is Pater Rish Harab? What is the reason that Shein V'Regel is Pater Rish Harab? Because the pasuk says Upier B'Steacher. Is this called Steacher? No. Why is it not Steacher? Because he's got a right to be there. It's only stay acher if he doesn't have a right to be there. So comes along the Rush and saying, why are you giving me time of decra? You give me rationale, give me a svara. This is not about a svara. It's a gzeres hakasuv, ubir b'stei acher, and why the svara? And then he comes up with a chiddush. The efsher shebal lefarish tama pasuk, lama patrasa tor b'sharabim, lefisha darko lele b'sharabim, the efsher shed. Yelcho abayim achreim tamid, aval keren chayev es brishus harabim, afal bishadarko leilek shom, dekim diyayv yodeh shu nakon havali lamari linaturei, and karmelan deknosuhu, v'nafka mina mitam zeh, shim hoyo eitz aruch, munach miksos b'sharabim, u'miksos b'shayokid, v'dorsa aleh b'sharabim v'shovra b'rishus hayokid, Kalim, Kavin Shadak Alelis Religios Aleha, Pturin, Vrav Yitzabar Shmuel, Lopirish Kain Lakamon, Gabesho Yochek, etc. So the Rif comes along and says, a Svara of Urchai. And says the Rush, what he's doing is he's giving you time of Dekra. He's explaining the reason for the Pasuk. There's a Pasuk that says, Ubir Biste Acher. Bir Biste Acher means that you putter where? You putter in the Rish Harabim. What's the reason you putter in Harabim? Urchai. And now comes the Rush and says, is that, okay, nice. He's giving me some time at the Kra. Is there a Nafka Mina when it comes to time at the Kra? The answer is there's a Nafka Mina. What's the Nafka Mina? Eitz Aruch. Meaning to say, if you have a long branch, and that branch or that stick is in the Rosh Harabim protruding into Rosh HaYachad, and the animal walks on it, steps on Rosh Harabim, and then it does damage in the Rosh HaYachad because of movement that it incurs, So what's the halacha? What's the din? Says the Rosh Aliba de Harif. What's the halacha? Potter. Why potter? Because where did damage happen? Where did damage happen? So would be if it's the acher cover you over there? You'd be chayiv there. So what is the chiddush now that I had the time akra? Or chayu, and therefore the rif, aliba de harash, paskins, in this case, potter. If you did not get into time of the akra, you just looked at the pasuk as a pasuk, ubir biste acher, that means that if the nezek happens where in shusha nizak, you are chayiv, which sarab, you are potter, then in the case of Eitz Aruch, the din would be chayiv. So it comes on the Rosh, he's telling you, there's a nafkamina in this taima tikra. Is this clear so far? Okay. What's your next marim makom? I told you to look at a shilta gibarim. Shilta gibarim is in the margin of the rif, oz beis. A quick look at shilta gibarim, who says as follows. Tama harosh, al dibre harav, lama hutzak lafarish, the p'tir mishum dirachayu. Comes on the Shulchan Aruch and he corroborates this deal that's made by the Rosh. Because if you look at the second parak of our Masechet, Hishmit Ba'aya de Rabbi Yirmiya le Rab Zerah. Rabbi Yirmiya had a shayla in the second parak. What was his shayla in the second parak? He tiza birshus harabim vihizika birshus ha-yochim. And the asikna hasam, and the simple reading of the Gemara there, is on that question of hitiza. The din is chayiv. That's the simple reading. But what did the rif do to that simple reading? Hishmita. What does hishmita mean? He left it out. Mashma, desvire delav hilchasahu, ela hitiz b'sharab mezik b'shayochid, potter. So it comes along. Now, the Rif, the Rosh talked about this din, and now the Shulchan Giborim talks about this din, and he says he teases a bit. Soros is also. It's potter. The Gemara says not that way. Boy, Rav Yirmiya had a Shiloh over there. So says the Shulchan Giborim, Ishmita. The Rif left it out because he felt Rav Yirmiya, that Gemara later on is Lokel Chasah. Why? Because of the role of Urchayu as the Tam Hakra. So far, so good? Okay. Viter. Back to the Rush. Just flipping the Rush and the Rif. The Rush cites a Pilpula Charifta. It's my favorite safer name. Love the name. Love the name. So he writes as follows. So he quotes the Shilta Giborim. I'm not going to reread it. And he says, Va'ani matmiya me'od. I find this to be very puzzling. Diminayin lo laharif. Lefares time the crummy libo. Why? How in the world can the Rif just say svaras of the psukim? Do we do this? There's a famous machlekes of Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. Bav Metzia Dav Kuf Tezvav. Darshinon Taima Dekra. It's the following case. Maybe we'll discuss this one day this week. Following case. The Torah says you're not allowed to take a collateral from an almana. Lo tachbo beger almana. You can't take a collateral. Why do you think you can't take a collateral when you loan money to an almana? Why do you think that is? Why do you think you shouldn't take a collateral? The Torah says don't take a collateral. Because the typical almana, what does she have? Not much. So she's broke. She needs a loan. And now you're taking a loan, but you're taking back collateral? have a little rachmanas on it. So what would be the din if it was an almana ashira? Oh, she's super loaded, but she's got a real estate investment, so she wants to borrow some money. Can you take collateral from an almana ashira? So this is my machlokas Rabbi Yudin and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, lo darshinan time of dekra. You're not darshin, you don't dorish time of dekra, you don't darshin. The Torah says, lo tachbo. Don't go ahead and start figuring out what's the reason. And now redefine the halach. Don't do that. We don't do that. And therefore, echad ashira, echad aniya. And comes from Rabbi Yehud and says, what? Darshinan taima dekra. You know what you can do? You can redefine the halacha by what? By the time of Pasuch. The time of Pasuch. You can redefine the halacha. Go ahead. No problem. What does the Torah probably mean? You can't take a cloud from Amana. The Torah probably means you can't do it because the typical Amana is downtrodden, it's poor. But this Amana happens to be wealthy, so go ahead. Is that a tremendous chiddush? That's a tremendous chiddush. That I can insert my reason? The Torah never makes such a chiluk. I'm making such a chiluk. Who says I can do that? That's exactly what the Pilpul HaRift is arguing against the Rift. The Torah says, be able to stay out here. Now you want to take your human intellect and come up with a tam. Okay, you want are we into tam mitzvahs? Does the Rambam write a sefer? The Sefer Chinuch writes tam mitzvahs. Sure, you could do that. That's not a problem. But now to say that the tam is going to redefine the halacha and reorient the halacha and applies here and applies not there, that we don't do. That we don't do. So that's this machlokes. And the Pilpul HaCharit is saying, lo darshinan taima dekra. We don't do that. So how can the Rif come along and say, we're going to give you the time, and now that time is going to do what? Is going to redefine the scope of the halacha. And now in the case of Eitz Aruch, or Hitiza Tzroros, Potter, especially when the Gemara seems to indicate what? Chayev. So says the Pilpul HaCharit, absolutely nothing doing. Tzarech iun gada. How can he go ahead and say time to call me libo from his own heart? Well, hozi did me kach also at time shuk lok maskan sagamara. Doesn't make any sense. This is a kasha, strong kasha, pepula charifta on the riff as understood by the Rosh Shulte Gibor. Okay, moving right along. Let's just see the Rosh in Maseches Bava Kama Perek Beis. So the Rosh writes as follows. Says the Rosh, Umaskinon dihitiza birshus harabim vizika birshus hayachir chayav ve'af agav digabe dor sa'al hakli v'nizgal gelamakam achev v'nizbar asikna la'el karava debasame karazlinon hacha lo azlinon basame kara el acha hamakom shenasebo hanezek degoli kra beregel ubir biste acher ve'abir Hoya bechatzer hanizuk. So argues the Rush. What's the Rush's position in this case over here of Itiza Tzraros? Chayev. You're for sure chayev. Why is the Rush saying that you are for sure chayev? Because what's at the heart of his argument? Because stop with the Urchayu. Stop with the Urchayu. Where did the Nezek take place? The Nezek took place in the Rosh Hashanah Yochid. Ubir biste acher, it's like zeres akasev, you are chayiv, because it happens, it's just hanizak. Logically, what would you say would be the Russian's position in the Eitz Aruch case?
Logically,
chayiv. Why logically chayiv? Because bir biste acher, where did the nezek happen? It happened, it's just hayachid. You should be chayiv. That's the position of the Rosh, because he's not doing your chayiv. He's just saying zeres akosav, zeres akosav. Where did Nezek happen? Happened to Shal Rabim, you're potter. Happened to Shal Yochid, you are chayiv. So there's a core and fundamental machlokes Rif and Rosh. Lufiani is daiga on this point. Now, did the Rosh say this explicitly by Eitz Aruch? He didn't say it explicitly. But I think my inference is a good one. Be'el tell me, Rabbi, he didn't say it explicitly. So I found someone who said it explicitly. So take a look, please. Skipping to, where am I skipping? Look at source number 10. Source number 10. You got to source number 10? Oh, Hashem. Amazing. So look at source number 10, the Tosis Rabbeinu Peretz. We have Rabbeinu Peretz in the back of our Gemaras. If you have the Oz Vahadars, maybe others. So take a look at Rabbeinu Peretz, Vav Amud Beis. Dav Vav Amud Beis. Dibra Hamaskil, Shor Yochiach. Nice, short, little Rabbeinu Peretz. So he says like this. Kashuli heki dami hai hiziko, a baser de nafal hiziko, and my potter. Now watch this. Afa gav de nafal ba'ainis. Iboy, let me find. Iboy, what am I? I'm sorry, I wasn't reading right. Shor Yochiach. Yeah. Vim Tom the Mandam Tana Shorla Raglam Abalashino. Hey, come and show Yochiach. Ibra Sharabim Yesloma. Look where it says Yesloma. Do you see the Yesloma in the Rabbeinu Peretz? Do we have it? Love Mabez. Shor Yochiach. I'll read it slow. Yesloma. Dimikom Mokom Mishkachas La Beregel Birshus. Kikom. Shahoya Eitz Aroch. Shahaya miksaso bachotzer hanizak, umiksaso berishus ha rabim, viderech hilucha, and while it's walking, bishus ha rabim, dorcha aleha, the animal stepped on the eitz aroch, vishavra kalim bechotzer ha nizak, inami, or he teased up Rishus HaRabim and it sprinkled into Rishus HaNizak Dechayim Kedamim Perakeitzad HaYisaver Rishus HaRabim Teezah Tzol Rishus HaYachin Vizika Chayeves. So the rust was a diuk, but the Rabbeinu Peretz is explicit that this and this are the same exact thing. Okay, so far so good. Good, good. Now, if I were to stop the shiur now, which I have no intention of doing, but I would ask the question, could we masbir this machlekes? What's the hezra machlekes where you're doing an action in Rishus HaRabim? It's having a hezek impact in a Rishus HaNizak? According to the Shitas HaRif, Aliba de Shilta Giborim, you're consistently putter. According to the Rabbeinu Peretz Rush, you're consistently chayev. What is the Hezber HaMachlekes? So I'd say, number one, balabatish. Well, how seriously do we take Urchai? If you take Urchai seriously, then you're going to be putter. If you look at it as a pure Gzeres HaKosuv, you're going to be chayev. That's step one. That's true. A little bit deeper comes on Ari Ivri and says as follows.
Pula versus Chalos.
Pula versus Chalos. Excellent. Pula versus Chalos is the Chakira that we started to develop yesterday, I think is borne out right over here. Is that what is the Machayiv of the Hezek? What's the focus of the Hezek? Is the focus the Pula that is done by the Behema? And that Pula, where does it take place? It takes place in Rishus HaRabim. And that's the locus of the event. That's called the locus of the event. That is Or Chayu. That is in Rishus HaRabim. Your potter. Or is the Machayev. Good, that might be where the Pulas HaHezek happened. But where did the Chalos happen? The Chalos happened in Rishus HaYachid. And what is the Machayev? The Mechayev is actually the damage that took place. And the damage that took place where? Rishus HaYachid. And then you're going to be Chayev. This is not called Ubir B'Shtei Acher. This is called Ubir B'Shtei HaNizak. And there you're going to be Chayev. And very good. A nice, clean, simple nafkamia. And Shalom Al Yisrael. Be nice. And we could just go home nice and early. And I'd be very, very satisfied. But perhaps life might get a little more complex. Let's take a look at the Bach. This is echoed by the Yam Shel Shlomo. And I think if we read the Rambam very carefully, we might come to another conclusion, the Rambam as well. How many of you got to the Bach? How many of you got to... Okay, the Bach. Let's see the Bach. We'll start with the Bach, and I'm going to double back to the Rambam. So the Bach writes as follows. Bereish perik kama de baba kama kazva rosh. Shein berang plurish of the Rambam de urcheu. V'nav kumini tam zeh shim hoya ha'eitz aruch. Munach mitzaz v'sharam zeh v'shayachim. V'dar sa'alah v'sharam v'shav v'shayachim. Kalin. Kevan shidarka leilech v'lidros aleha. Turin. Ad kam l'shayna. So far, an accurate quote of the Rosh. Usvira lei l'rabbeinu. The cave under cause of our Rosh Pesov Dvar of the Rav Yitzhak Rav Shmuel lo pireish kain. Meaning, im kain din eitz aruch kedin hitiza brishas harabim. So the Rosh himself quotes the Rivash, who disagrees with his diuk in the Rif, which is what we said, v'chayev bein bezu and bein bezu. V'chayev in both cases. As we made a diuk in the Rosh is pretty clear about that. Avotim. Debetoysa shalonim divasal tarim bahani. Lo hiskiru klau eitz aruch. Ela hitiza bishus harav. Avot be'eitz aruch mashma depoter. Kevan de Doris Abishas Arabim ki urcha v'kol ma shemunach lefanea hi holechas alav u'kisvara harishona shekaz arash v'chein ikar u'delo kerabenu v'kach posak Maharshal. And this is the position of the Maharshal. So what the Bach argues, and he says this is also the Maharshal, we'll look at the Yam Shel Shlomo in a moment. He says, in the case of Eitz Aruch, what is the halacha? And in the case of Hitiza Tzroros, so all of a sudden, you now have a complex position. And in general, in Lumdus, the clean positions, those are the easy ones. That's easy. Now you have a complex position. Eitz Aruch is Potter. Hitiz Etzoros is Chayiv. And again, we'll fly through the Yam Shel Shlomo. Quotes the Rosh. Nafkin Eitz Aruch. Ribar Shmuel. Venire. Shelo kiven das arif b'hai nafkusa. Says the Yam Shel Shlomo, I think the Rosh didn't learn the riff correct. Shimbo riff lashvim din zeh. Imkain ain kamakomo. If the Rif meant to say this, he should have said this in the second parak on the sukkah of Hitizat Tzroros. Ela perak sheni b'mishas shein v'regal padr sharabin. For us ha'ilafash tamo. Oh miyad achar Tzroros la'el demas padr sharabin kum regal. Umeakar she'ena muchrachem zeh ki chol notaris kagon shenitza Tzroros v'shavra kem shayekut she'azu chayev. And the case of Eitz Aruch. Minayin lanu shechayev mashein asvar no senes. Yam Shel Shlomo says nothing doing. Eitz Aruch is poter. Eitz Tzroros is chayev. Don't make a face at me.
Why?
Why? I don't know. Let me just one more data point, and then we'll try and discuss why. Can we learn a couple of Rambams? Couple of Rambams. Couple of Rambams. Couple of Rambams. Look, I gave you two Rambams to look at. The easy Rambam is Nizke Mamon, Perek Beis, Halacha, Dalet. I think it's easy. Avi Dadon, I think it's easy. Yeah, okay. So the Rambam writes, Perek Beis, Halacha, Dalet. V'cheinim hoysan alech b'sharabim. V'nitza toros mitachas raglelo shesan nizak. V'shavras hakelim. Mishalim chatzi nezek. So he teases at Tzroro, says the Rambam. Tzchayv. Okay. Tzchayv. Chayv, chayv. Chayv, chayv.
And in fact, that's the simple mashmos hagemara.
Then the Rambam writes, Perek Aleph Halacha Ches. And this Rambam we need to analyze very, very carefully. Very carefully. And I need your help here. Very slow and very careful. Slow and careful. This would be a safe one to open up. The Rambam writes as follows. Perek Aleph Halacha Ches. According to Rosh Riff, what's driving the sugya? According to Rosh Riff, what's driving the sugya? Urchayu versus Xeris HaKasiv, and then the Svara Pu'ula versus Chalos. Look at the Rambam. Does the Rambam subscribe? Who is the Rambam's great-great-grand Rebbe? The Riff. Watch this Rambam. Hizika Birshus HaRabim. Case one. O, bechotzer she'ino shel shneim. Eino shel shneim. Lo lamazik bo lamizak. That's case two. That's case two. That means either a field of hefker, a field of a third party. O, bechotzer shehi shel shneim. Or it's a chotzer that belongs to who? To both of them. V'harei hi miyuchedes laniach ba'peros u'lahachnis la behema kikon abika, and it's a place of peros and behemos. Three cases. Remind me, what are the three cases? Rishus HaRabim, Chotzer HaShutfin is case three, and what's case two? Chotzer She'ena Shel Shnei. Doesn't belong to either. In b'shein v'regel hizika, if b'shein v'regel kedarka, what does kedarka mean? Hare ze poter. Why? Mipnei sheyesh lo reshus lahalik bekan v'derech habehema lahalik kedarka. V'lecho u'l'saber k'derech ilucha. However, im nokcha o ravtza o bata o noshcha, then it's keren. Chatzi nezek pratam, nezek shalim for a mu'ud. Rabbi said, what's the Rambam saying over here? Why in these cases are you pater? Why are you pater in Rishus HaRabim? Why are you pater in Chatzer Shel Shneyem? And why are you putter in a chatzer that is a chatzer that is in a shell? Shneya. What does the Rambam say? He says what? He says Orche. Does he quote Xeris HaKasiv? He doesn't quote Xeris HaKasiv. He quotes Urchay, Kedark. Which is interesting. Which is interesting. So, once you're quoting Kedarka, Urchay, says the Rush, where does that lead you to position to take on the din of Eitz Aruch? Potter. Because it's all about Kedarka. And now the animal's doing what? He's walking Kedarka. You can't hold me responsible for an animal walking Kedarka. And as a result, the pashtus of the Rambam's read is, isn't this complex? Which now yields a tzarech in God. Again, and the Rambam himself, the Rambam talk about a gzeres hakasav over here, ubir b'steacher v'lo be'er, Rishus HaRabim. The Rambam's exemption is much broader than Rishus HaRabim. The Rambam is saying, Rishus HaRabim for sure, Rishus Shel Shneim for sure, but even a what? A Rishus that is neither of theirs. So, the job here is what's pshat. Why would you distinguish between the case of Hitir Tzroros, Yechayev, and the case of Eitz Aruch? All of a sudden, our lumdus. You want to tell me a chilip between where's the pu'ula happening? It's in Rishus HaRabim. Where's the chalos happening? It's in the Rishus HaNizak. But all of a sudden, now there's a split between the case of Hitir Tzroros and Eitz Aruch,
And Ein Shita Shlisha Zu Aimer Ella Darshini. What is going on with this third view? You have a pshat?
I'm thinking, yeah.
You're thinking? You have a pshat?
Yeah, I have a pshat.
Right.
We said that you're pater because it goes by pula and chayv because it goes by chalos, right?
Well, so by, in other words, we had that we had a chakir. But
yeah, so maybe by 8 seconds, it's up. So maybe by 8, it's not like a pure indirect case. By tzroros, it's like a pure indirect. It goes in the air and from Rishus Ra, Rishus Yachid. As opposed
pure
to...
In-
as opposed it's to AIDS.
I heard that also, I think, from your chavrusa, maybe.
Yeah.
That idea.
So, it goes by pula, it's like a case of regular.
You want to tell me that there is... What? What do you want to say? You want to say that... What do you want to say?
I'm confused. Okay, by AIDS, it's pater because of a pula. You go by a pula. Just like by shen regular.
Why?
Why?
More direct.
So it's regular. Because it's like, it's happening.
Okay, so they want to suggest, I hear it, is that, is where is there a greater connectivity, or in Avi Dadon's word, nexus, between the makom ha-hezek and the maisa ha-hezek, tzroros or eitz aruch? Eitz aruch is say it again.
Eitz aruch is like an extension of the short.
It's an extension of the short. So you want to tell me that, for example, according to the Rosh Rabbeinu Peretz, who say you're chayv in the case of eitz aruch, you be chayv nezek shalom, and not chatzi nezek.
Yeah.
Wow. They want to say Nezek Shalom. I mean, that's what you're saying. That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
So, okay, if you take Ari's shot, then he's saying something very, very, that according to those that are Mechayiv, it's not Soros. It's Regel, and Yechayiv Nezek Shalom, even though the damage is happening where? It's happening in the Rosh Hashanah. I'm sorry, the damage is happening in the Rosh Hashanah Nizah. It happened via something that is Urochev, but that already is not called Soros, it's called Nezek Shalom. Now, I hear what you're saying. I totally hear what you're saying. I think it is wrong, because I don't think that there are been a Peretz and Rosh would suggest you have Nezek Shalom here. But I totally hear what you're saying. In other words, it's a good svar. But I don't think they would take it that far to say Yechayv Nezek Shalom. So I'm looking for it's a good svara. I'm looking for something a little different. I'm looking for what were the cases of the Rambam? I forgot already. The three cases of Patur. What were they again?
You
had Rishus HaRabim.
Both
their land. You had what?
Sharefield.
Chatzer Shel Shneyam. And then he had Chotzer She'eno Shoshim. And somebody puts it all together, which means that this simple drush bivaste acher is a little more complex. It's not just the Petur B'Shus HaRabim. What perhaps is the message the Rambam is transmitting? Elishir.
You're only hired if you don't have right to be there, but the other guy has more right to be there. So in all the three cases that he has, you and the other guy, you're even.
In other words, it's not the pshat that there's a p'tur of Rishus HaRabim. The only time you're chayev for regel is where? Is if you are in the Rishus HaNizak. It's not that there's a p'tur b'Rishus HaRabim. The Mechayev demands Rishus HaNizak. Step one. Now, Rishus Rabin is not Rishus HaNizak. Chatz Shel Shnayim is not the exclusive Rishus HaNizak. He's got a right to be there, but not exclusive. Chatz She'ena Shel Shnayim is... And what I want to say is a little tighter. A little tighter. I'm going to use the word exclusive Rishus HaNizak. And I'm going to say even tighter. A Rishus that is uniquely defined as the exclusive Rishus HaNizak. Now, what is the chiluk between Eitz Aroch and Eitz Rose? When you have Eitz Aroch, that means that this stick, one end is where? Rishus HaRabim. One end of that Rishus HaRabim stick is in Rishus HaNizak. That already is now defining this as not a Rishus that is exclusively Muvdal as Rishus HaNizak. It has to be a Rishus that is Muvdal as Rishus HaNizak. And once you have a single item that is encroaching one Rishus in the other, this is not a defined Rishus HaNizak. Masha Ein Ken. Sroros. Is this a defined Rishus HaNizak? Yes. And now the Sroros that are kicked up in Rishus HaRabim and now are flying into a defined Rishus HaNizak. So that says the Gemara. You can't do that. Because indeed, the Shita is saying that the Mechayiv is the Chalos Hezek. The Chalos Hezek is the Mechayiv. But there's a T'nai in Shein Berega. And Shein Berega is only Chayiv if it's in the exclusive Muvdal Rishus HaNizak. And Eitz Aruch, by the fact that you are traversing to Rishuyos, by definition, this Rishus HaNizak is being impacted by the Rishus HaRabim directly. It is not a Rishus Muvdal. It is not a separate and distinct Rishus. And Memela, you're also going to be putter in the case of Eitz Aruch. And that might be the pshat in this bridge. I don't have to come on to the Chiddush of Ari Ivri, which is a dramatic Chiddush, that perhaps in the case of Eitz Aruch, Yichayev Nezek Shalom, to under the sheets of Yichayev, I could still say, according to them, Yichayev V'chatzi Nezek. But the added Shita, the Bach, Yom Shel Shlomo, and Rambam are assuming that you need a Rishus Muvdal. And the Eitz Aruch breaches that sense of a Rishus that is Muvdal Le Nizak. And there's a little more to say on the topic. Let me just see one last thing, if it's relevant quickly. Yeah, look, just look for a second. If you have a game, go run, play a game. But just look at the Rambam 1:9. Interesting Rambam. And just tell me how this fits in. Does this work for you? Why did what I just said, does this work, or does it, like, we just got to chuck it? Ezra, remember Bikis? You're holding, remember Bika? You remember that sugya Bika? You love that sugya. One of your favorites. So, Hoysa HaChotze Shel Shneim. You have a Chotze Shel Shneim. Miuchedes LaPeros. It's both our Chotze for what? For Peros. Velo LaHachnis La Behema. But we're not allowed to bring in animals. And one of the Shutfrin brings in what? One of the Shutfrin brings in a Behema. Vihizika. And the behemoth does what? He eats peros. Chayev afilu al hashen v'al arekel. Uh-oh. Or, im hoysa miyuchedes lebehema lishneyem, or let's say this field was, this bika was, miyuchedes lebehema lishneyem. The higher Rishus la'echem and bovat la'achnis la'peros. And one of them is allowed to bring peros, the other one's not.
So the Rambam says, and now the behema eats from the peros, it's chayev on shein v'ref. So that busts my thesis. My thesis has been totally busted. Here you have a chatzer that is clearly a chatzer shell. Shel Shneim. Case one is a chatzer shel Shneim le peros. And now someone brings a behema. Case two, even worse, it's a chatzer that they can both bring in behemos, and I have a right to bring in also peros. And now he does what? His animal eats my peros. So I confess, the pshat that we just gave, it's wrong. Because here you clearly have a chatzer shel Shneim, a chatzer shel Shneim, and Yechayev. So what happened to a reshus that has moved all to the nizak? It's totally busted. Totally busted. Back to the drawing board. So I have a homework assignment for tonight's chazara. Is just take a look at source number 14. Look at the Nimuke Yosef on the sugya as you're doing chazara, and see if the Nimuke Yosef and how he learns this Gemara may give the pshat a tchias ames. A tchias ames. The pshat is dead. We just killed the pshat. The pshat is dead. So 1-9, pshat is dead. So does the Nimuke Yosef enable us to have some kind of resurrection? Ayin Shom, and then believe that we will start a brand new sugya tomorrow.